Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We've got a drive moment today. Choosing child free. The bold decision shaping a new generation. Really? Why have you chosen not to have children? Why have you decided to go childless? Is it financial, personal freedom, or lifestyle choice? So we'll unpack this moving forward today. So we've got some stats. So in the United States of America, 44% of non-parents, 18 to 49, say they don't plan on having children. Others raising a child to 18. Why do you think Rick Ross celebrated the other day when he paid his last check when his son turned 18? Are estimated to be around $310,000. That's around just under 6 million rand, by the way. And in South Africa, where we are right now, more women are delaying or foregoing children, focusing instead on career, travel, and personal fulfillment, according to the stats. So it's a very interesting one. There's a guy who actually posted a clip the other day saying he made a conscious decision as early as 17 that he will never have kids. So today, and when he mentioned that, a lot of his friends were saying, "Ah, no, you're kidding. By age 29, you would have changed your mind." He's 49. He says nothing has changed.
Still don't want kids.
It was still a good decision. I'm very happy I don't have kids, and that's not what I want. And the funny thing, right, is that amongst the black community, most of us obviously come from poor families. Ha sing one. I come from a family of seven, ne? seven, ne? And I think sometimes the thinking behind having kids, especially with black people, what I used to hear my aunts and my uncles saying was that, no. You must have children so that when you die, gonna live. I'm like, we are broke. You'll only leave us with the primer stuff.
And more debts.
Yeah, and that's basically it. But you know what? I mean, it's the same question one would ask about, you know, what's happening go Gaza with the people in Gaza under siege. And people are still having babies and getting babies, right?
Yeah.
Ooh. It is very, very interesting.
Yeah, and I think that it is becoming more and more common. And I'm happy for those that want to be childless, that the question is no longer, oh God, when are you having babies?
Yeah.
If you say it once, I actually
though it will
never
still come,
have
that
kids.
Question, eh?
If you say it once to a group of friends or whatever, nobody actually frowns as hard anymore. Because it's like, we have kids now and we understand that having kids is not as bop and flaze as we thought. It's not all cute. Having kids is actually hardly cute. There are cute moments, there are lovely moments, the love is overflowing, the stress overflows more.
And no one can teach you how to raise kids.
Being maternal, they say that women are born with maternal instinct. I don't think that everybody has it. And for women that don't have maternal instinct, they don't have the urge to have kids. Guys, let them be. For men that feel like, yo, papa, for the rest of my life, no thank you. Because we also know what kind of kids we were.
Of course.
And you probably think, if a little skumba was around here, I wouldn't cope. So I do think that it's becoming more and more common. And kudos to them, because the rascal.
I would really like to find out why people want to be childless. Like, we're not talking even the medical route, which, no, I can't conceive.
No.
We're not talking
no. By choice.
This is talking about by choice with Outyam. I don't have kids, man. I'm from Mtwala. I'm from Ulala. I'm from 11. I'm from Kokota. Sisterity, man, I'm focusing on my career. I'm focusing on my... We want to talk to them. Man, I can't say anything about that. I got four.
I still want another one.
I still want four more.
Oh,
so,
gosh.
But we are not talking about us, Pandak.
So it's also interesting, né? Like, you know, sometimes it's like some people were meant to be together, where people can meet and they have a lot in common. A man and a woman will say, oh, you don't want to have kids? Same here.
Yeah.
You know, like I always use Dolly Parton as an example.
Yeah.
Like she's never wanted to have kids. And imagine the amount of money that she's going to leave behind.
Yeah.
Should she pass on? You know, because her husband passed on about two months ago. But they decided we don't want kids. You know what was also excuse? Like, no, we do have kids. I've got three sisters. They've got kids. On weekends, they come and visit Reshap.
And after 2 days, they go back to their owner.
Oh, Oprah, I'm done.
No.
Luther.
Okay.
And I think also Leah, now it's by choice.
Yes.
I think Oprah was also by choice. And it's funny that you say that because even sometimes you agree as a couple that you're not going to have kids. Like, 10 years later, one of the couple, one partner decides that, I think I've changed my mind.
Yeah.
By the way, there's nothing to frown upon. You can change your mind.
Absolutely.
As long as you don't trick the next person into having a kid when they don't want a kid.
Uloma condom.
You change your mind. Mm. Do not be biting no rubber.
They
please find a partner who then has...
Who does that?
So you must always buy your own.
No.
To avoid
We're not talking about that.
Carry on.
We're not talking about that.
Okay. Right. Are you done?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
So there you go. There you had Komuta made some really interesting points. And Skumba also mentioned, which we just want to know. I would say you decided you're in this situation. Why have you decided that you do not want to have little ones running around? We are available on 063-688-0959. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and your children.
I'll be 40 in a couple of weeks, no kids, and I'll prefer to keep it that way. Well, basically, I don't want to be responsible over anyone, guys. Yo, hi. Like, whatever I have to do now, I have to be considerate for the next person. Like, guys, I mean, I'm still a child. I'm the last born at home.
Wow,
so,
at 40.
Responsibility. No, thank you.
Nah, I decided to break generational curses by not bringing any more generations to the curses and here.
Yeah, I think Luna.
Hold on.
Laba banga nama bantu. Because tina we are impatient.
Yeah. Very much so.
We are impatient.
Amen.
And what, amen.
Okay, are you guys choosing to be childless?
Absolutely. Don't even finish that sentence.
Why?
For very, very many reasons.
Mm.
We are overpopulated.
Oh, my word.
The generational curse. I've seen it three generations deep. I am about to make it fourth.
Mm.
So you wanted to end with you?
I'm ending it here. And also, I don't want to be an ancestor.
Oh, no, you're good. You're not going to be an ancestor because you don't have your own kids.
Yes.
You will be an ancestor.
I love you guys.
Your reasoning
is on another level. Ayanda?
Yana?
Yeah, no, I also don't think, Shem, if there's anything humanity needs, it's not more people.
So you choose not to have.
I absolutely choose not to.
We're going
to
go by farmer now.
If I can, why not? I can be half the farmer that Angie is.
Do you think maybe your reasons are a bit selfish?
No, how? Selfish is bringing a child into this world and having it abused.
Mm. And not looking after it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm.
Hey,
I spent a little makuma. Go to
the I'm feeling guilty now for having a kid. I'm like,
you better.
Shucks. Like, what did I do?
Wow.
From my side, I think two things. Firstly, it would be finances, but that is not really a huge part because I see so patanisa manuntan zokula. Of course, there will be sacrifices from my side that I would need to do so that the child, I ensure that the child is well taken care of. But another part is the responsibility that comes with having a child. Being present for the child, you know, it's not all about money, but you need to be a present somebody. And I don't think I have that capacity. And also, I think because I'm a firstborn at home, and I was sort of a deputy parent at some point.
This thing is simple. I mean, I made the decision when I first started my career. I noticed I was a very young manager, and a lot of women, their lives were stuck on the basis of kids all the time. Umntanami iyagula, umntanami this. I can't, I have to attend this for umntanami, wara wara. And those people could never have been considered for the kind of positions that I was, because I had the freedom to move, to do whatever I want. And today, I am grateful at 37, and I met a partner who also didn't want kids. So, it's grand. This way too, but it's a sharp sharp.
Hi guys, 35-year-old here that chooses not to have kids. That's my contribution to society. Don't have kids, guys. And with me, I would say predominantly most of it is firstborn trauma. That's all the firstborn in you. You've done it all. The only thing that's left for you is actually just to fall pregnant. But yeah, kids are overrated, guys. Do not have kids.
So, don't tell people not to have kids. We're not glad you made that decision. We're happy for you. And there's no such thing as if you have kids, you're not going to make it in your career, you're not going to be successful. There's so many people who have kids who've made it in life. And I think what's more, and I always say it all the time, that our parents were the most fortunate people, because raising kids, guys, is not only about finances.
So
there's a lot of responsibilities. Mawuphuma kuyo groove em grooving or 4 a.m. lo mntwana aze kuathi ndlala in netball, can you go and drop
it?
Hence I always say our parents had the best times. All they did was make sure that you've got uniform, they pay school fees, there's a roof over your head, and it ended there.
Yeah.
Whether there was abuse in school and bonga, you would not even tell your parents, hey, usubani banung shell, you keep quiet. They did not have to wake up on weekends, take you to play rugby, do this and do. Now, if you raise kids now, yeah, it's more than money.
But at the same time, Glenzido, with what you are saying, my daughter is 19 next year. When's the 19? Like, where's the 18? My daughter, June. I don't remember. Not that I'm trying to downplay my hard work and me and his partner and coolies.
Sure.
But you know, people who say mtanu funi mal, mtanu funi. Yes, sometimes you don't even see mtanu funi mal because you are there. Ukula pamgwako, udele nto idlayo. We enjoy lama benefits or enjoy, because as much as you saying, I would say they have roof over their head. No, it's not their roof; it's my roof.
Yeah.
Baba, I'm the staff ukulento le engiyenzayo.
Do you know? I mean, I want to go back to the lady who said a career can get stifled because of you being a parent. It's actually partially true. I think that there's still a huge prejudice, especially in the corporate world. Maybe right now the markets have opened to other job opportunities that might not necessarily need that amount of hindrance, right? But I know that some lawyers, some CAs, you know, jobs that have no working hours, for you to make it as a partner, for you, sometimes it's extra difficult. It doesn't mean it's impossible. It's not impossible. It's just extra difficult, or you will get extra backlash from work just because you are a parent and you need to go home.
So I think it's also key from what you're saying, Khomotso, where you, if you have a supporting partner who is just as committed,
absolutely,
kind of makes life very easy. And people were talking about raising a child up until the 18 will cost you about 6 million rand. Yes, sometimes unokuyidla lo malungu azukuthi uyidle yapi.
Also, I would like you to abort that idea that like, you're going to raise your child until they're 18.
Exactly.
No, it doesn't. There are people that are still raising their 50-year-old kids.
Dude.
It never ends. It never ends.
It's not supposed to end anyway.
It never ends. A parent and child relationship, yes, dynamics might change if your child is successful. Maybe they're taking care more of you than you are them. But they need that presence does not die at 18.
Yeah, but in Landela, no money, you're telling your
this thing is simple. I mean, I made the decision when I first started my career. I noticed I was a very young manager, and a lot of women, their lives were stuck on the basis of kids all the time. Umtanam iyakula, umtanami this. I can't, I have to attend this for umtanami, wara wara. And those people could never have been considered for the kind of positions that I was, because I had the freedom to move, to do whatever I want. And today I am grateful at 37, and I met a partner who also didn't want kids. So si grand this way too, but this is sharp sharp.
I think I don't want the stress, sorry ish. What am I gonna leave for my kids? What's this? What's that? Legacy? I don't care about those things. That's why I don't want kids. Good, hey, legacy, what did you do? Who's gonna talk about you when you're dead? What's this? What's what? No, I'm good.
Hi guys, 35-year-old here that chooses not to have kids. That's my contribution to society. Don't have kids, guys. And with me, I would say predominantly most of it firstborn trauma. That's why I heard firstborn and you've done it all. The only thing that's left for you is actually just to fall pregnant. But yeah, kids are overrated, guys. Do not have kids.
Mommy, guys, I am 40 years old. I choose not to have kids. Yeah, in fact, right. I feel, also feel like there must be an adult looking after me, because I'm still a child. I don't want to be responsible for anybody. And another thing, I'm a flop. So actually, no, let's not have kids.
Drive 959 with Glenn. Komotso and Skumba. Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.